will start with Jeffrey Walsh, who obviously drew the first number.
First of all, I appreciate it for everybody coming out and partaking in what will soon be the livelihood of Ells County. You know, it makes a difference, every one of you, and I want to appreciate Wasatch Daily Life, KBEC, my opponents, all fair-minded, all great people. It takes a leader, and it takes a lot of energy to actually campaign. A lot of good guys right there. My name is Jeff Walsh. I work at Alan Samuels Autoplex, 20 years in the automobile business. I've ran very large automobile franchises. I stepped down last year to be a salesman to give a little bit more time for my family. I'm a life, I've lived in Ferris, graduated from Ferris High School back in 1984. I'm 50 years old, and it's about time I start giving back to the community a little bit more than I had. 4 years ago, I started giving credit and financial literacy education to people that are not so conservative. I'm actually very proud that I've actually able to convert those people to the conservative way. It's very easy to hang out and talk to people that are like-minded, but we have to go out and change people's perspective, because otherwise it's always going to be us versus them. We need us versus us. Now, me and my opponents agree mostly about 90-95% on the same things. We're going to disagree on 5%, 10%, and we're going to disagree, me and you, on about 5-10% of things. That's just what makes us different. But the thing that's going to differentiate me and you is the way we're going to do things, all right? I'm very transparent. I have a high degree of integrity, very high degree of integrity. Transparency, and I walk that walk. It's just not a talk. And you know, you got to live a humble life. You don't need to go around bragging about things. And that's why, you know, a lot of you don't even know, you know, I even exist. You know, so I'm not out there going crazy every time I put on a seminar for somebody in 30 seconds. But I do appreciate everybody coming out, partaking in this event. I'm a proud Republican. I'm an even prouder conservative. I'm a very strong Christian, along with some of my opponents. We talk about God, and that's the focus of our life. I'm sure it's the same as yours. I'm active in my church, Sixth Avenue Baptist, down in Corsicana, church that I didn't plan on joining.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Yes. All right, next we will have Bobby Crittenden.
Good evening. It's good to see everybody here. Proud to be standing up here talking to everybody. I want to thank the Ellis County Republican Women, Wasatch Daily Life, KBEC, for putting on this great event. I'm Bobby Crittenden. I'm 56 years old. I'm a third generation in Ellis County here. My family came here in the late 40s. I want to make sure that we keep the growth in this county going in the right direction and lay out a good plan. I want to make sure that we have a long-range plan for doing that. And in saying that, that's how I run my business. With a long-range plan. I've been in the construction business for 12 years, cattle business all my life, put together a lot of big budgets, done a lot of bidding, and I know how to put that together. I feel very confident I can do that because I've done it for a long time. I've had a wonderful wife for 30 years, and we've been blessed with three great kids and three grandchildren. And I just want to let y'all know that I feel very confident in doing this job, and I want this job, and I would like everyone's support. Thank you.
David Pagan will be our next speaker.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you to Ellis County Republican Women and the OTFGA Life, KBC, for having this event tonight. Give us all a chance to tell you a little bit more about each of us. I currently live in Ennis with my wife. I've been married to for almost 23 years. We're married in Ennis. I have two teenage sons. We've been away for a while and came back. Want to be able to serve the community here in Ellis County. I've worked in and around government for most of my career, over 20 years. Started off in the City of Ennis as their first economic development coordinator, and I moved up to be the assistant to the city manager, where I handled all the purchasing, handled human resources, I was a safety officer, did grants, did a little bit of everything, and worked as an administrator for a couple of state agencies. Also worked as a budget analyst in the legislature, worked with Jim Pitts down there, who's our subcommittee chairman that I spent most of my time with, learned a lot about how to analyze government budgets, which is different than looking at a private sector budget. There's a lot of different tricks you have to know when you look at the government budget. Then went to graduate school at the University of Texas, moved to D.C. for a few years, worked up there for Governor Perry as a federal policy analyst, and worked with Governor Schwarzenegger as a doing the same thing. Worked on emergency management and criminal justice issues, homeland security, worked a lot on grant issues, make sure that Texas could get more money. Then I was appointed by U.S. Customs and Border Protection to be their first director of state, local, and tribal relations. Because I think everybody knows the federal government really doesn't understand a whole lot about what goes on out in the real world, so they wanted somebody who understood what happened to local governments. So I was the person that headed that up. I was also a senior policy advisor at Department of Homeland Security on international issues, mostly law enforcement training. After leaving CBP up in D.C., I worked as a consultant in the private sector, helping businesses, all the small startups, major corporations, business development, trying to sell to the federal government. I've also worked with community organizations here in Ellis County. I was the president of the board of Bellingham of Venice. I was also on the board of the Highway of Venice. And in my spare time, which I'm in a lot of, I've led church mission trips to India, where we spread the gospel to rural 36 areas, as well as provide clean water and streams. I currently work up in Plano, a group called the Collin County Business Alliance, which is a group of businesses that work with the cities and counties up there to plan for growth. It's good for the cities and counties. I also teach a class at Texas Government and Avera College. Hope you'll all consider voting for me, and I appreciate you taking the time to come out tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Tim Sadler will speak to you next in our Precinct 1 Commissioners Candidates Forum.
How y'all doing? I'm Tim Sadler. I'm running for the County Commissioner, Precinct 1. I'm 49 years old, and I think I can run this county efficiently and keep doing. We've got about 45, 50 miles of new road every summer, and trim trees and on a tractor. It's called Boomex, and I'm a hard worker, and I've been around this area about 30 years, and I'm hoping I can get a lot of votes, and thank you.
And now, Randy Stinson. Y'all reckon they saved the best for that? No, it's a good bunch of guys here. A lot of these guys I know personally. Some of them I didn't meet until tonight, but they were saying, a lot of us are like-minded. And I think I know what our county needs. I'm going to give you a little bit of a rundown about myself, but it'll take me a half hour.
to keep everything that I've got outside on the sheet. But if you would get one of the bulletins and take it home when you read it, if you hadn't already read it. But I was born and raised in Ellis County. I'm third generation. Education was, I spent a little time in Palmer, Ferris, Lancaster, Finch, Meadow, but at the same time, I don't know if any of them was my favorite, but I still have a lot of friends in each and every area. I have been married to the same woman for 43 years, well, in March it'll be 43 years. We've had a great life together, been in the same business all my life. Started out as a plumber, eventually ended up as a mechanical contractor, ran our own business for 25 years, was there for 38, till finally just burned out at it. But I was lucky enough that I was conservative and lucky enough that I made enough money that I could afford to retire 3 years ago. And since that time, I've been donating my time to various churches and this and that, and needs around the community. Spent some time on Ellis County River Fire District 9. I was president there for a while. When we started over there, we were putting out fires with shovels and blankets. But we finally started getting some funding from the state and from the county level here. We're able to do some good things. Grants came along at that time. We retired some trucks that needed to be retired 10 years before that. I have four children, three daughters, one son, all of them products of Palmer Independent School District. We've been there in Palmer and the house we're in for 32 years. We reside between Rocket and Palmer. One advantage I have over the rest of you is it's in precinct one, that I do reside on the state road. It seemed to be in a little better shape. But I would appreciate your vote. And like I say, I'm appreciative of everybody that came out tonight. And, I know you had other things to do. And what fits in our community is people like you coming out to hear what's going on. Appreciate you.
We'll move on to our question to each of the candidates. Before we do, something I should have done at the very start.
I heard a couple cell phones going off.
You have not silenced your cell phone. If you would do that, please, we would appreciate it. And number two, for you candidates, we don't mind you using the podium to brace yourself, but you guys are going to keep punching that thing. Neil and I are not going to be able to have our wits about us by the time this time is over, because it's coming right in through our ears. So we would appreciate that, too. All right, our question first to respond will be Bobby Crittenden. Bobby? It'll be the same question for all of our candidates. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing the office you are seeking to hold, and if elected, what are your plans to address those challenges? 3 minutes.
The biggest problem I see is the growth in this county, and it's growing a lot, as y'all notice out here in north of town. I want to make sure, again, as I said a while ago, we have a long-range plan, a 5-year, a 10-year plan. Because we can't just go out there and go to building things and put in infrastructure and then go in and take it out. I want to make sure that we have a good idea and a good plan set forward. Make sure that we've moved this county forward, because I've lived here, like I said, for 56 years. And I want to see it continue to grow in a good way. We've got a brand new hospital out here. There's a lot of people coming in. We've got to make sure we do things right in the right way. And I feel like I can bring a lot of integrity to this court, fairness, and good judgment, and sound decision. And saying that, I feel like I'm fully qualified to do the job, because I don't have a full-time job. I'm my own boss. I set my own hours, I'm a self-starter, and I can make sure that I get this job done, because anybody that knows me will tell you real quick, I'm going to be on top of it. If it's not done, I'm going to want to apply. That's why I feel like I can make a good contribution to this commission court. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. David Duncan. We'll pose the same question to you. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing the office you are seeking to hold? And if elected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
Thank you. I have actually the same answer as Mr. Crittenden. I think it's managing the growth that's coming our way. You know, the state projects that Ellis County is going to add 65,000 people in the next 15 years, over 100,000 in the next 25. And so we've got to start planning for that. We've got to start looking at the road, where the growth is coming, make sure that we get the type of growth that we want. And one of the other things that I think also needs to happen is that the cities and the county need to be talking to each other, and cities need to be talking to each other, the business community, so that everybody can be working together on a vision for the county and plans to implement that vision. I can give you an example of one of the things that I would do. Is make sure that when cities are updating their comprehensive plans, or their zoning ordinances, or anything like that, that have an impact on unincorporated areas, that they would be talking to their county commissioners. City of Venice just adopted a new comprehensive plan last night that makes drastic changes to those land use and could have some new restrictions on development after unincorporated areas of Venice, or outside of Venice, within their extraterritorial jurisdiction. And I know that they didn't talk to either of the commissioners, they talked to any of the mayors of the surrounding cities. That's not the thing that I would make sure happened, is that everybody was talking together. Because we're not all on the same page. It's going to make it real hard as all these people are coming in. The other thing that I would think that would be really important is to talk to our neighboring communities in Dallas County and the other counties to make sure that, again, we know what their plans are, make sure that we're working together. Or if there's disagreements, try to work through that. I think one of the other things that I bring is that I understand how some of the transportation funds come down, the state funds. You have to go through the council of governments in Arlington, deal with TxDOT, deal with appropriations committee, and it's a complex process. And I understand how who the players are. I have contact in Austin that I think would be helpful. Which brings another piece that I've done in the past that I think I could bring and be unique is putting together legislative advocacy efforts. Again, by doing the planning, saying, here's the top two or three things we need from the legislature, being able to take that to Representative Gray and Senator Birdwell and be able to tell them this is what the county wants, that would put them in a much better position to help us get what we need from the state. 30 seconds. I think the other thing that I think, again, going to the growth is opposing high-speed rail. I think high-speed rail is possibly one of the worst things that could happen, especially for Precinct 1. Got to cut right through the middle of it, right near some existing subdivisions, some potential areas for new development. And so, again, I think that's part of it. Basically, it's managing the growth, making sure that we're all working together to achieve the same goal. Thank you.
Tim Sadler. You will now get to answer the question is, what you see as the biggest challenge facing the office you're seeking to hold, and if elected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
My challenge is just do the best I can, keep building roads. We build, like I said, about 50 miles every summer. I'm against high-speed rail, too. So,
all right. Thank you very much. Randy Stinson, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the office you're seeking to hold, and if elected, what would be your plans to address those challenges?
Well, I would have thought that our biggest problem would have been growth, and it's something that's only going to be solved through long-range planning. I apologize for that. It's still a very tough. But when I've been out campaigning, and people that I've talked to, nearly every person I talked to, they want to know about that pothole in front of their house. I've listened to other campaigns before this. I'm not going to promise you a chicken in every pot. I mean, I'm going to fix the potholes that I can fix with the funds that we've got to fix them. I'm not going to stand up here and lie to you today. I'm going to solve everybody in the community's problems. But I will tell you that I'll put the best effort forward. I do not waste money. I've been conservative all my life. I'm 60 years old. I retired 3 years ago, and I still don't waste money. But it seemed like when I retired, everything went up twice what it cut. But I will tell you that our roads do need working on. I'm not going to stand up here and tell you they don't. We have a limited amount of funds to work on roads. We've got a limited amount of funds to handle budgets for our sheriff departments. For each entity, we work fire, rescue, everything that is an entity that the fire department needs money. I want to hear those issues. I don't want to just tell you, hey, I need your budget. You come back to me with it, and I just decide what you did. Nobody knows better about what they need for their entity other than the people that run that entity. I'd like to hear their opinions before I decide how much money they've got to spend.
Still working?
But I promise you, if I'm elected, that I will do the best job that I can do based on how I run a business. Our county is a business. And the people that I work for are you. I don't own it like the big as I am, but I will look after it like I do own it. But I will expect every dollar that's spent to not be wasted. I don't like to see county workers standing around not working. Not that I've seen them in my precinct. But at the same time, the way you get people to work is they want to see that you're interested in what they're doing. Not go out there like I'm your boss, drop in and do what I say. What I'm out there to do is work with these guys to try and better our community. That's about what I've got to say.
And Jeff Walsh, would you please tell our audience what you see as the biggest challenge facing the office you're seeking to hold, and if you are elected, what are your plans to address those challenges?
Biggest challenges going forward 5 years, the unseen, the unknown. Things are going to come up that we're not familiar with. You have to make clear, concise, right decisions, sometimes very fast, sometimes very unpopular. You know, one thing I'm not a bureaucrat. Never worked in a bureaucracy. I worked in a private enterprise where you work on performance. That's the only thing you get paid on. In an automobile business, commission business, 99% of the people that come to work for you, they don't make it within 2 months because they can't perform. It's based on performance. You know, early on, I give a lot of credit to, I started out with Walmart over in DeSoto. And I learned a lot from a man by the name of Sam Walton. He used to actually walk his stores once a month. And I used to walk with him. I had the privilege of walking with that man. And he was very frugal. Before frugal was actually the cool thing to do. He had a thing where he had three vendors. And what that did, he kept them honest. He didn't have a go-to guy, a painter, that he got all the contracts because that's where mismanagement comes in. He had a thing called MBWA. That's called management by walking around. Mr. Stinson touched on that. You've got to have your finger on the pulse at all times. You got management by listening. Listening to your constituents. Remember, we're not leaders. We're followers. We're followers of our people. Then we lead that way, by listening to our people, and making those best judgments. When I was general manager of large dealerships, I was in charge of managing over $100 million in sales a year. Now, our budget, I believe, is about $54 million a year. Last year, I believe it was. My responsibility over on Precinct 1, and he touched on it again, we got a big obstacle coming because the people from Dallas, the people from Houston, don't have our best interests at heart. That high-speed rail, there is no stops in Ellis County. It's all to the benefit of Dallas and Houston at the detriment of our taxpayers. And doing that, okay, thank you. Doing that, we need to manage the right way. We need to have the finger on the pulse. This is not a part-time job. This is a full-time job. And we need to manage that money precisely as if it was your own money. But it's not my own money, it's your money. And if we don't do right, we need to be out. That's just the way it is. It's performance. It's performance-based. And that's the way I've lived my life. Thank you very much.
That will bring us to the closing remarks for our candidates.
And Precinct 1 Commissioner, so as we continue to rotate through, that means David Pagan will start off the closing remarks, 3 minutes.
So I thank everybody again for coming out tonight. Kind of building on what I was talking about before, I believe that I'm the best candidate for Commissioner of Precinct 1 based on my experience working in different levels of government, understanding kind of how government doesn't work. There's certain things to the government budget and understanding the different restrictions and limitations on the funding streams and understanding, you know, what types of things help the property tax base go up, understanding that by continuing to grow our tax base, we shouldn't have to raise our tax rate. We've already had over $1 billion in tax base growth in the last few years. We keep that going. We shouldn't have to raise the tax rate. We've also, my understanding, continue to add to the unrestricted fund balance. And so that's one thing that I would want to do is make sure that we're managing this money correctly and it's going to the best place that it needs to go. One of the challenges in government a lot of times is that people just kind of get what they got last time, plus a little bit more if they're lucky. And I think we need to go back and make sure that we understand where the money's going, what kind of value we're getting. I've had experience for government where you ask us, what did you do with the taxpayer's money last year? We really can't tell you. I don't know if that's happened here, but I think it's a good exercise to go through. I also want to increase the opportunities for participation by the public and the transparency of county government, just to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. Selected, I would like to have a town hall and put the budget together to make sure that the people of Precinct 1 understand what the county's doing with their money, have a chance to give the input. Like that, take the commissioner's court, that I'd like to be able to put out monthly or quarterly reports that you know where your tax dollars are going, what you're getting for the money that you're here paying the county. Again, thank you for this opportunity to speak to you tonight, and so that you all consider voting for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Tim Sadler next with closing remarks.
All right. I'm a single dad. I forgot to say that a while ago. And I got 6 kids at the house. And I want everybody to vote for me because I know I'll do the best job. I'm a hard worker, and I'll make sure everything runs smoothly, you know. And I'm on a budget, so I ain't got a low campaign, but, you know, I'm going to do the best I can, go door to door, and try to win this election. I appreciate everybody's vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim Sadler. That brings us to Randy Stinson. Closing remarks, Randy.
Well, like I say, I've worked all of that. I'm 60 years old now. I've worked 2 places. One of them was Whitaker Trader Sales out here, or manufacturing out here on 66. That's been so long ago, a lot of me, I don't even remember that. I didn't work there long. I took a job in Odessa, working for my dad. And back then, I didn't have much of a budget to deal with. I was trying to manage kids and raise a family and do the best I could. But the grace of God, things changed for me. I was able to do something with my life. I got so busy making a living and got a company so large that we didn't just do plumbing like repair plumbing and stuff like that. We did ground up work from as far as 3 stories below ground to 32 stories in the air. I know a little bit about all kinds of construction. I can build roads. That's something that it's going to be a big must in this campaign. It's trying to take care of roads with a limited amount of money. But at the same time, if you vote for me, I'm not going to waste a nickel of your money. At the same time, I've dealt with large budgets. I've dealt with employees. I know how to work. But I got so busy running a company that I didn't have time to worry about what my country was doing. Basically, I'm ashamed of where we as American citizens have allowed our country to deteriorate to, with a budget that's out of control. And the people that's going to have to pay for that are my kids and your grandkids. And it's coming out, I mean,
when you want our elders and people to get by,
I just think that our country's doing the wrong way. I've griped about it and complained about it, but I've never had time to do anything but send my money to the Democratic Party.
Precinct. I've been responsible for huge budgets, a lot of employees, 200 plus at any given time. I hold people accountable. One thing that differentiates me, I know somewhat how government works. I don't like it. Don't like it at all. It's a swollen bureaucracy, and we need to simplify it. We need less government. We need less tax dollars. We need less budget. You know, a single family, you can hand a woman or a man $5,000 a week and say, here, this is yours to spend, and if you drop any below that, we're not going to give you any more than that. We're just going to give you whatever the least amount you spend. They're going to spend that $5,000. They're going to find a way to spend that $5,000 a week. But if you give that person $200, they're going to live just as well, but it's $4,800 in savings. We need to be frugal, folks. We need to look at different ways. We need to have the finger on the pulse. We need to make sure that we're not spending 40% of our budget come December, because we need that budget for next year. All right? We all know what's going on. It's going on in the state, probably going on in the county, it's going on in federal. We need to stop being part of the problem. You can't be saying you're over here when you're in reality, over here. I do appreciate your support. I would appreciate it if you're Precinct 1 for your vote. Again, I'm not going to be part of bureaucracy. I've never worked in bureaucracy. I don't want to. This is fundamental. Thank you.
Bobby Crittenden will give his closing remarks. 3 minutes, sir.
I was a little nervous while we got What I want to say is, I want to make sure that when I get into office, that I run this job the correct way, listen to what everybody has to say. I want to listen to what everybody in that precinct has to say. I've listened to a lot of people say, well, trash on the roads can't get picked up. Roads have got potholes. I just want to make sure that when I tell somebody I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I will do that, because there's people in this room, you ask them, they will tell you. I'm going to be on the job, and I'm probably going to be on that job more than I should be, because I'm a hands-on person. And I'll treat that court up there the same way, y'all. I'm not a politician. And I never will be. I'm Bobby Crittenden from Ellis County. And I'm going to stand up here, and I'm going to stand behind everything I say. And we do not need big government down there in that courthouse. Limited government. And I appreciate everybody coming tonight. I appreciate you guys over here. Been a good group of guys. I think everybody did well. And we're all running for a cause. We're running for a reason. I'm running for a reason. Please elect me County Commissioner, Precinct 1. I'll do a good job for you. Thank you.